In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good and master of life, come, dwell within us. Cleanse us from all stain and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we're going to look at what in the Psalter is Psalm 10. But as I pointed out last time, Psalms 9 and 10 are really one psalm. A long psalm is called an acrostic. That is, the first word of every line begins with the succeeding letter of the alphabet. It's like, apples are very good for you. That's A. Buy some sometime. Now you got a B. You see, cost is no equation. Now you got a C. You see what I mean? It's like that. Now we've looked at Psalm 9, and as I pointed out, what we have in Psalms 9 and 10 is really one psalm. And we can tell that for several reasons, but mostly because if you look down Psalm 9, you got Aleph, and then Beth, and then Gimel, and so forth. And then when you look at Psalm 10, you see it's going to be starting in a whole different way with El, Lama Adonai, Ta'amot. And we're going to be looking at Psalm 10 as it's now counted in the Psalter. It's really part B, or the second part of Psalm 9. It starts off the complaint of a poor man. Now remember, so now it's a separate psalm. Lama Adonai ta'amod rachok. Why, O Lord, do you stand afar and pay no heed in times of trouble? That, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, that's the New American Translation, which is okay. See, and then it goes from there. Arrogant scoundrels. Oppress the poor. And they trap them by their curving schemes. And then the wicked even boast of their greed. These robbers curse and scorn the Lord. A little bit too free, but it's good enough. And again, we have these words, huh? About poverty. There are these words. This very fine commentary, if you know Greek, it's worth, I mean, Greek. If you know French, it's worth getting. It's by Vesco. And it's two volumes. And it's published by Cerf. It's by Cerf. And the author is Vesco, V-E-S-C-O. And the title is Le Psautier de David, the Psalter of David. Now, the word that's most common for the positive evaluation, as it were, there's two, and they're both from the same root, ana, or anav. The ani is a poor man, spiritually, I mean physically, he's poor. See, the anav, it can come from being poor materially, but it's a spiritual reality. If you're in a neighborhood, not so much in this country, but in this country as well, where people are poor, yeah, there's the crooks and so forth, but the people are generally pretty kind to one another. And they understand. And so that's what it's talking about here now. You see, the anav, the poor one. Though these words don't come as often in this psalm as they do in some of the others. There is a wonderful book, The Poor of Yahweh, by Gelin, G-E-L-I-N, and it's in English. Like I was looking for it on my own shelf just before I started to talk, and I couldn't find it. So the psalm now, the second part of this psalm, which in our Psalter is Psalm 10. Lama Adonai ta'amod rachok. Why, Yahweh, Lord, do you stand afar off? You see, and pay no heed in times of trouble. Arrogant scoundrels pursue the poor. They trap them by their cunning schemes, you see, and the schemes they have devised. Ki hala rasha, see, he even boasts of their greed, these robbers, curse and scorn the Lord. This is awful, right? And then the evil one boasts. God does not care. Ein Elohim, or there is no God. In other words, not only are the poor oppressed, they're mocked. And these people who are very addicted to power and money. If they have a big ego, sometimes they take care of the poor to a certain degree. The idea that that's my brother doesn't really cross the mind of many, unless they're really in union with Jesus Christ, because Jesus is identified with them. Whatever you do to the least of these brethren, you do to me. And so that's the point of this psalm, is you see, in their insolence, the wicked boast and say, there is no God who's interested in this. There is no God, for God doesn't care. And yet, it goes on, but their affairs always succeed. They ignore your judgment on high. They sneer at all who oppose them. That can be difficult and annoying, depending on who you are. But if you're really poor and people are not, you know, doing anything about it, you're oppressed. And that's what this man is describing, our psalm there. Now remember, Jesus is identified with the poor. And so that's what they're doing now. You see, their affairs always succeed. They ignore your judgment on high. They sneer at all who oppose them. That's the way the New American Bible translates that line, which is quite good. And then you say in he says, or they say, in his heart, Bal emot, I will not be moved, I will not be troubled, you know. For generation or generation, sometimes I have to go back and forth with the numbers. You will never see misfortune. And then verse 7, he says, literally, our translation as they say, but this arrogant rich man says in his heart, Baal emot, I won't be moved for generation and generation. I won't be moved. We will never see misfortune. And then their mouths are full of oaths, violence and lies. Discord and evil are under their tongues. Can you see the danger of unmitigated wealth? You think you're God. You can get away with anything. Even if the law tries to catch up to you, you can just buy them off. And the poor can't even feed their children. And the art, my friends, is to see that, rectify it, but not get angry. Because the anger of man does not work the justice of God. So, now they're going to describe some of the ways that these crooks work. It's picturesque, you know, it's a country, a rural setting, but you can transpose it to a city. They wait in ambush near towns. Their eyes watch for the helpless, to murder the innocent in secret. I want his money. I want his clothes. And so he's alone, walking out here. We'll just kill him and take them. You see. They lurk in ambush like lions in a thicket. Hide there to trap the poor, snare them, and close the net. The helpless are crushed, laid low. They fall into the power of the wicked, who say in their heart, God is forgotten. He shows no concern. He never bothers to look. That's what can happen. You can get so blinded that you think God's not noticing. And he is. Then starts the prayer. In verse 12, you say, Kum Ma, from Kum. In Hebrew, Christ is risen as HaMashiach Kum. He is risen. Here, rise up, Adonai, in this verse 12. Lift up your hand, do not forget the poor. Al Tishkach. Don't forget the poor. That has to be our motto too. Don't forget the poor. Occupational hazard in that, as I'll discuss after the break.